is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Arlene McMichael. Coming up on Tuesday, January 22nd, is the third annual National Day of Racial Healing, timed to be one day after MLK Jr. Day. The observance in Kalamazoo will be an evening community celebration featuring poetry, music, the sharing of stories, and food at the Girl Scouts building. Organizers say they deliberately chose a celebratory tone this year.
Because the work can be so heavy, racial healing is deep. It's really peeling back the layers of a lot of trauma. We wanted to engage with the community, but we also wanted to engage in a non-scary type of way, if you will. To continue to work, we have to be healthy, and part of healthy is letting loose sometimes.
Community activist Ed Genesis, along with Lana Lewis, a community investment officer at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation, also joined us to provide an update on Kalamazoo's racial healing project. The extended version of the interview can be found at our website, through the WMUK app, and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. Kalamazoo is one of 14 cities participating in a long-term racial healing project funded by the Battle Creek-based W.K. Kellogg Foundation. The foundation created the National Day of Racial Healing in 2017 to kick off its Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Initiative, called TRHT for short. Lana Lewis of the Kalamazoo Community Foundation and community activist Ed Genesis tells us more.
Part of the complexity of this is that it really is a process. So the idea is it's not preconceived what the specific activities will be and what your community needs to heal. So what we had to do first was visioning and really building relationships. And we started to do that in a meaningful way and really focused on that in 2018. So now what we've been doing, I've worked with Ed and others. We have about 15 people that are coming together as a leadership to implement some of the stuff we that came out in the visioning, where over 100 people were involved. And we also want to make sure that voices that weren't involved at the table when we did the visioning across the community, neighborhood residents, business leaders, et cetera, have an opportunity to also give input on the things that we felt are important for our community to heal. So we're getting ready to kind of do piloting and testing of different strategies and programs and projects so that we can really understand what the community needs for the long run. So we're focusing on a year-long kind of pilot phase now.
And there are several areas that you're looking at in terms of dealing with racial healing.
Sure. So that really helps me to understand the acronym TRHT, Truth, Racial Healing, Transformation. The truth is really about telling the truth about where we are and where we've come from. And that is focused on the narrative change area. So we have folks working specifically on narrative change, education, curriculum, working with the media, arts, et cetera. Then we have the racial healing, which Ed is helping with, and really is about bringing people together, developing a shared humanity, building relationships, healing ourselves individually and as a community. And we know that in order to heal, we also need to address systemic issues that can be causing harm and have caused harm. So that's when the transformation piece comes out. And then the other three areas that really I feel fall under transformation areas are the law, economy, and separation, which is really about historical segregation and the impacts across housing, education, and health and different sectors that have an impact on segregation.
Tell us about this pilot phase that you're going to be doing. What are some tangible things that we might see and timelines?
So lots of healing circles, which is why I wanted to really bring Ed with me today. We're going to bring the community together in groups of 10 to 20 to build relationships and explore different issues. However, that's not the only way we heal. And so that's one of the things we want to lift up through the event and introduce the different ways to approach healing work that all of our racial healing leads are really exploring as a part of their role, so that we know that everybody might need something different in order to heal. And so we're going to be talking about what that looks like at the event.
You talked about how this year you're going to have healing circles. What is the commitment for that, and what's going to happen?
Each healing circle is a couple hours generally. We do ask folks to kind of prepare and think about follow-up, but we want to stay open for people to kind of come in and out of it as they feel comfortable.
What happens at the healing circle? Is it kind of like anti-racism training?
You thinking of your race?
Right.
It's way different. There aren't any more trainings like this at the moment in Kalamazoo that I'm aware of that approaches racial healing in this type of way. TRHT is just taking an approach of uncovering trauma that is not talked about a lot. And a lot of it is racial trauma. So when we get in the rooms, it's just breaking down the walls, the guards, and that's why it's the truth part is to be real about this is the playing field that we're on, and it lacks equity a lot of times, definite equality, and we have to be for real about those things. So it doesn't mirror any other training that I've been in or part of, or even facilitated. It's a total different approach.
We don't talk about this as a training. It really is more about building relationships, having dialogue, and sharing stories, and not necessarily about being taught something. We're teaching each other something as a part of the process. So it is highly complementary to a training where you explore the technical issues, the historical dates, times, things of that nature in a typical training. But, you know, this circle is a tool that you can use in a lot of different settings.
As far as this particular effort, is there an end game, an end time? Like, okay, we're convening for 5 years, we're convening for 10.
Well, our hope is that it will be an ongoing and permanent body of work in the community. And, you know, we're working with the Kellogg Foundation for a 5-year grant period, and it's been a year and a half almost. However, we are setting up an endowment that we hope to match so that we can have sustained efforts, at least funds for sustained efforts for the long run. And we really do see this work as an ongoing lifetime commitment.
On Tuesday, January 22nd, from 6 to 8 p.m., the public is invited to the National Day of Racial Healing Celebrating How We Heal event at the Girl Scouts building in Kalamazoo. A longer version of this interview can be found at WMUK.org through our app and WMUK's West Southwest podcast. You can subscribe through Apple iTunes and Google. For WMUK's West Southwest Brief, I'm Arlene McMichael.